Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
How are you? Ah, this intro bit still isn't that exciting, is it?
We did Zane yesterday and I wasn't particularly sure about that. Zane was so unsure and annoyed that he's off tonight.
I'm just
he can't
trying
even
to find...
face you.
Really, is he off?
I think I'd like to hope that he's ill. Not hope that he's ill, but I don't think it's because of you that he's not here.
Just trying to start the show in a different way to freshen things up a bit.
Okay.
So yesterday
can't...
I tried to emulate the style of Radio 1's Zane Lowe, because he's all about the hype.
But I think only Zane can do that, and he does it so well there's no point in even trying. Maybe go for someone a little bit more laid back. Rob the Bank?
Brand new music here from me, your host with the most. For the next 2 hours, it's Rob DeBank. Welcome along. Big up to Kim Fye for the essential mix. But now it's me. Yes, me. And no one else apart from a little bit of ABBA. Right, I'll tell you all about the show after this. Yes, it is ABBA. Don't turn off. Please bear with us.
You want me to start the show like that?
Yep.
Brand new music here from your host with the most. It's me, Rob DeBank. Welcome along.
You should say your own name still.
Scott Mills, welcome along. Big up to Kim Fye for the essential mix. But now it's me. Yes, me and only me, apart from a little bit of ABBA. I'll tell you about the show after this. Yes, it is ABBA. Don't turn off. Please bear with us.
I quite like this one.
Okay. I think it's more
it
in
is,
my style.
Yeah, yeah. Have you got any more you can
oh,
try?
Oh, yes. Greetings and salutations, Radio 1 listeners and fellow dub fanatics. You're in a little bit of a treat this morning. Yes, yes, yes. A sweaty underground Radio 1 studio packed to the rafters with an all-star cast.
I'll give it a go. Oh, yes. Greetings and salutations, Radio 1 listeners and fellow dub fanatics. You're in for a little bit of a treat this morning. Yes, yes, yes. A sweaty underground Radio 1 studio packed to the rafters with an all-star cast. I like this one a lot. This is better than yesterday.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, because it's Thursday, which means it's nearly only Friday. The posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff that you've been saying to us this week on Dear Scott. We've got one for you now.
Yes or no. Other nun had soap in her ears and couldn't hear. Sophia.
Oh, God, this is the flipping nun joke again. Seriously, I'm not... This is 2.5 years ago we did this on the show. I'm not explaining the nun joke. If you want to know what it is, and if you don't get it, just ask Pete Tong next time you see him.
Yes or no. Other nun had soap in her ears and couldn't hear. Sophia.
Sorry, Sophia, I can't help.
The Scott Mills Daily.
With Scott Mills on Radio 1. What the hell was that weird noise you just made with your... Was that your mouth or your bottom or what?
No, it was... I'm having a hot chocolate and I don't know why it squeaked like a mouse. Sorry.
Another question.
Go on.
Have you got another job that you haven't told me about?
Should we be having this on the radio? No, I don't. No,
apart
I don't.
Apart from
any...
this, what have you got another job, like, maybe on a different channel?
No. What, another radio station or another TV?
TV. Sky News.
No, I don't do Sky News, but I'd love it if I did. Imagine if I was, like, really serious journalist during the day and then in the afternoon just came and messed about with you.
On our Facebook page and quite a few emails that I've got this afternoon, a few of our listeners think that you are moonlighting on Sky News, translating what the Chilean miners are saying.
Really?
Yeah, and what some of the officials are saying in Chile.
I'm a Spanish translator.
Yeah.
Do
you? Are you? Can you do Spanish?
No.
Right, well, listen to this. It sounds really like you.
Humid and hot conditions in which they were living in, and we need to continue to monitor the situation.
It does.
It really does.
It's so weird when you hear someone that sounds like you and you can hear it.
From a medical point of view, the miners have been dealing with the situation very well.
If you're lying, I will find out.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Maria and the Diamonds, Champagne. Now, I don't like to point this thing out, but she spelled it wrong on there. S-H-A-M-P-A-I-N. Oh, is that the Welsh way of saying it? Oh, sorry. Oh, no, I've offended the whole of Wales. I'm so sorry. I didn't realise that's how you spell champagne in Welsh.
Everybody knows the Welsh for champagne.
Oh, no. I found another good one the other day as well.
Go on.
Smoothio.
Oh, I know it. St. Iron. Yes.
Yeah. Good, that, isn't it? Smoothio. Yeah. I want to learn Welsh. I want to learn a language. I'm really into learning Spanish at the moment, but that'll pass.
You were trying to learn Spanish when I first started on the show, which would have been about 2 years ago, and you got the free Learn Spanish guide from The Guardian, and you were going to learn it because Enrique was coming over and you really wanted to impress him.
Yeah, well, now I've got...
And then that must have lasted about 2 days, because now you're still trying to learn Spanish. You obviously haven't learned anything in between.
I haven't. And also, it's because, obviously, on the news, I'm hearing a lot of Spanish at the moment, and it just sounds really hot.
Well, you can already say Chile, so you won't let it down.
And what else? That's it, I think. Adios.
Scorchio.
That's not Spanish. Tulip.
Is that official Spanish, Tulip?
Think before you speak. You're a BBC respected news person, right?
I love you, Tulip.
Spanish.
Scorchio, indeed. Do you remember when I got the cassettes of How to Learn Arabic as well?
No.
Yeah, cost me quite a lot, that did.
Why were you learning? Who were you trying to impress that time? The fake shake.
No, I just got him from Dubai Airport.
Just in case he tried to get you, you'd be there going, aha.
I fooled you.
Yeah.
With your Arabic, I understand exactly what you're saying. No, it's just like I have these whims where I want to learn languages, and I was in an airport in the Middle East, and I thought, yes, Arabic will be the one, but it hasn't been so far.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
It is time for our mystery guest. So many people have been guessing who it might be. Who do you think, Becky? Last chance to guess.
Absolutely no idea. Can I have a clue?
No.
Can I hear their voice?
Okay, speak.
Hello.
Hello, mystery guest.
Hi.
Can you not tell from her voice?
No, I can tell it's a lady.
It is a lady, yeah.
Can I ask some questions?
Yeah, okay, ask some questions, yes or no questions, to try and work out who is.
Okay.
Go.
Hello, mystery guest.
Hello.
Hello. Are you female?
I hope so.
Yeah. Good, I got that one right. Are you American?
Yes.
Are you a singer?
Yes.
Are you... best known for being in a group with some other ladies?
Yes.
Hmm. Do your hits include Don't Ya, When I Grow Up, and Jai Ho?
Something like that, yes.
Did you win Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
Okay.
These are really great questions, by the way.
Mm. According to Maxim magazine, are you the 24th hottest woman in the world?
I guess so.
Are you dating a Formula One driver?
Yes.
Are your initials NS?
Yes.
Incredible questions. So, Becky, who is it, Becky?
No idea.
You don't know. It's Nicole Scherzinger. Hi.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Now, you're in LA right now, yes?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Describe where you are.
I'm actually on set in hair and makeup, putting on an 80s wig. I'm about to shoot an episode of How I Met Your Mother.
How exciting.
Yeah, wait till you see my 80s wig. Then you'll see how truly exciting it really is.
Are you playing yourself in it?
No, my character's name is Jessica Glitter.
Is it just a one-off?
Yes.
Cool.
One very special episode.
I've not seen that show. Is it good?
It's hilarious. It's
right.
Really, really good. It's
I need to get into that.
I think they play it there.
Yeah, we do. It's always advertised. It's one of those ones where it's advertised so much and I still haven't got around to seeing it. But
Well, definitely watch your
now
one,
now you're going to be in it. We need to get onto it.
Thanks, guys. Especially with the 80s wig. You
yes.
To see it.
Now, I know that you've been following a British news story very carefully, haven't you, Nicole?
Yes, I have.
And you've got something you want to say on the matter.
I've got something I want to say.
Okay, go ahead. Just speak your mind.
I'm going to speak my mind.
Yeah.
I'm totally behind Becky, and I want her to turn on the lights in Bridgewater.
Yes! Amazing. Look at that. A-list endorsement from Nicole Scherzinger.
There it is.
So
authentic.
Are you a fan of Bridgewater?
Yes.
I love the way that. Yeah.
Right. One of your favourite places in the UK, would you say?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So you are backing the bid to get Becky to turn these lights on?
Yes, she can do it.
We've hit a bit of red tape, to be honest, Nicole. There's another rival radio station that is supposed to be covering the event. But now I think that we've got you on board. I reckon we can see them off, no problem.
Without a doubt.
Thank you. So how was X Factor?
X Factor was a lot of fun. Yeah, Simon's a riot and Louis's a sweetheart, and I had a lot of fun.
Hmm. Is it something you'd like to do more in the future? Because you looked really at home on it.
I think Cheryl and Danny are really good. Where, I just tried to represent for them, but it was fun. The little time, I don't want to wear out my welcome on the show.
Oh, you were great on it, though.
Oh, thanks. I was really nervous about doing it because we don't have X Factor in America, and I'm like, I think I'm better on stage than behind, you know, the judges' table, but I just tried to give them my own advice from, like, my own experience.
So if Simon called you now and was like, hello, darling, Nicole, it's Simon.
What do you think of Scott's Simon impression,
hello,
by the
darling.
It's really, it's kind of creeping me out right
now. Yeah, sorry.
I don't think Simon sounds like that.
Nicole, darling, it's Simon. Do the American X Factor. What would you say?
You know, I'm open to it. Let's look at some the schedule and stuff, because right now I'm really focused on my music, so we'll see.
Yeah, we're going to play your brand new single in a minute.
Woohoo!
Yes. From what you saw, do you have any favorites to win this year?
I really had a fondness for Gamu.
Yeah, she's not in it now.
Oh,
There was a big to-do.
I think that she was like kind of, I think I kind of referred to her as my little modern-day Billie Holiday, but...
Yeah, I thought she was great, but Cheryl didn't put her through.
Mm. Yeah, she's a really talented girl. She's very special.
Now, we've got your brand new single here.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I know.
You're the first person to have the single.
Nobody has heard this before apart from you and some engineers.
No one has heard it apart from, yes, me and some engineers.
And probably the people that wrote the song.
With me.
With you, they've heard it.
Yeah, apart from the producer, Red
One. Yeah, and the producer, Red One. But apart from that, this is an exclusive, isn't it?
It is. It's an exclusive. I'm so excited. It's my very first single off of this album, so...
Tell us about it.
It's called Poison. It's a lot of fun. It'll get you up dancing, and so I'm really excited about it. I'm sorry, you guys. I play this Canadian girl on this show, and she has to say out in a boat. So, I don't know. My character, Jessica Glitter, is, sneaking into this interview right now. I'm like, I'm really excited about it.
About it.
But,
I love it.
Anyways, the song is, I love the song, and so I hope all the Pussycat Doll fans and the Nicole fans love it there in the UK.
Thank you so much for letting us have your exclusive.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good luck on set today.
Thank you so much.
And I'll see you soon when you come back.
Yeah, I hope everybody loves this. Do you like the song? Have you heard it?
I'm about to hear it now for the very first time.
Honey, get ready.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
She was right. I was up dancing to that, whipping my hair back and forth. That was Nicole... Oh, God. Do you know what? It was so hard not to call her Shirt Swinger, because that's what's been written down for me all day. Don't write it down on a piece of paper, interview with Nicole Shirt Swinger, and expect me not to say it. That was really hard work, that was. Every single thing that's been written down about this interview with the mystery guest today said Shirt Swinger on it. Thank you, lovely Nicole. That was her new song. And it's called Poison. On Radio 1. Nice to speak to Nicole from the set of How I Met Your Mother in Los Angeles. Honey, get ready for it.
You do complain sometimes, don't you?
What are you saying?
Just think of the miners who've been stuck down that mine in Chile for over 2 months, and you're saying that because we wrote Shirt Swinger on a bit of paper...
I obviously feel for the miners, and I'm really glad they're all safe.
And I quote, such hard work, not to read out what was written. I know you're the new anchor man.
Hmm.
Sometimes it leads to problems. But that's why we do it.
Sorry,
miners.
It makes
our lives more amusing.
Sorry, miners, I appreciate what you've gone through. I do also really like their sunglasses. Really good. Those ones they've got.
Well, they're just normal.
Yeah, well, it's to protect their eyes, but they are super fly. So thank you, Nicole, for coming on. I can't believe that she has been following the Becky switching on the Christmas lights in Bridgewater campaign, but didn't have a clue about the Gamu to do.
The Gamu to do.
She didn't have a clue about that, didn't even know. But she knows that you want to switch on the Christmas lights in Somerset.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
podcast.
Cartopedia. Sarah Cox knows absolutely everything, and every day she comes on this show and gives us a piece of her unfeasibly large brain on Coxopedia. Would you like to be part of it? Fill in the form at Radio 1 online and get the knowledge. Coxopedia.
Hello, Nathan.
Hiya.
What's up?
I was just wondering if you could tell me a little bit about something.
Oh, I'm sure I can help. You've come to the right lady. Where are you, Nathan?
I'm in Ilkeston, just outside Nottingham.
Oh, all right. Never been. Is that a bit of a clue? I've been studying hieroglyphics. Or From Bolton to Big Time, the real story of Vernon Kay.
It's definitely not that.
OK. Oh, right. Oh, we're up till midnight. Just passed. Right then, Nathan. The minute is about to start. Please, give me my subject.
Women.
Cartopedia. I do love the Roll Deep song that goes, you know I love women, because I love women too. Not in that way. Well, after a couple of drinks, but let's crash on. So, women, they are the fairer of the sex. But hang on a minute, what are those bumps under that jumper? Yes, they're boobaloobas, because women have boobs and they're great. Some men think that women aren't good at driving, but we're dead ace. And ask any insurance broker, we're actually the safer driver. Women like to do lots of things. We can do our hair and we can put lipstick on. We can multitask too and we can give birth. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, you men. Boo. Women, you can find them all over the world. There are Aboriginal women. There are women like Michelle Bass who frequent the world. Women are fun. We like to go out and drink spritzers. There are lots of famous sporting women like Floella Benjamin and Jemima Khan, who's very good at cricket. Leg before wicket, madam? I think not. Women like to burn their bras in big bonfires and say stuff like, oi, give us equal stuff, you, to stop you men tyrants from just ruining everything. Women like to dance. Oh, I had so much to give on that one. Did you learn much about the fairer sex, Nathan?
Oh, I thought that was hilarious. That was brilliant.
Brilliant. And are you off out tonight? Because maybe you could try some of your knowledge on some of the lady folks.
I may well do that, actually.
Okay. Good luck with that. Nathan, lovely chatting to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Cartopedia. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio
1 Podcast. Podcast. And now...
I'm annoying Becky.
He's annoying Becky.
I'm sorry, but it's true. I'm annoying Becky.
He's annoying Becky.
Just be glad it isn't you. I'm annoying Becky. On the bed, on the floor, on a towel, by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the minibar.
Stuart in Glasgow is really disappointed in me because just after 4:30 isn't 5:40, is it?
Your timekeeping's never been a strong
look,
point.
We had shirt swinger on. What am I supposed to do? Sorry. I'm so sorry. So Becky and Matt Fincham have this ongoing war. And Fincham tried to get his own back at Becky today. Now, we know that you really want to switch on the Christmas lights this year in your hometown of Bridgewater in Somerset. But there's a bit of red tape. There's an issue. And that is that the local radio station, they cover the event, or one of them, and don't think they're too happy. Okay, whatever. So earlier, Matt called up, and you were so worried for a minute, weren't you, on this?
Yes.
You didn't see through this at all.
No. His accent was really good, and I think it's only because I'm from the West Country that I saw through it. I think otherwise you would never know that it wasn't a West Country voice.
Do listen as Becky's dream of switching on the Christmas lights slips away in front of her. Matt acting is something else on this, it really is. Mm. And the accent is also good. Check it.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, is that Becky?
Yes, speaking.
Hello, Becky. My name's Stephen Shaken from the Bridgewater Mercury. How are you this fine afternoon?
Good, thanks.
Good. I'm afraid I've actually got some bad news for you. You know this Christmas light switch-on thing that you do?
Yeah.
Who are? Well, it's all going off here in Bridgewater today. Excuse my accent, I have a cold, by the way. The thing is, the local radio station had planned to bring Les Dennis here to turn on the lights. Right. My lover. But now you're doing it, and they've pulled out and cancelled on poor Les.
On what? On
poor Les Dennis.
Poor
Les. Yes, poor Les, my lover. That, you see, the people of Bridgewater have really gone mad. They love Les Dennis, as you probably know.
Why do you sound more like Louis Walsh?
I've got a cold, as I already explained, my lover. Now, to demonstrate how angry the ill feeling of the crowds, I'm going to open my window now, my lover. These people are so angry, they want Les Dennis and not you. I've honestly never seen nothing like it. I'm going to shut the window now because it's too noisy. There we go. That's wonderful. And they've even got placards, my lover, and everything, Uar, saying, like, you're not welcome in Bridgewater anymore, Becky Huxtable.
Oh,
and they're saying things like,
so much effort.
They're saying, Becky down, Les up. Honestly, hear them now. I'm going to open my window again. Here they are. Listen.
Is it there? Have you got the clip? Play the clip of the people cheering. Yeah, that's the one.
Becky down, Les up. Becky down, Les up. Becky,
can you hear this, my lover?
Becky down, Les.
I mean, it's awful. I really don't know what to do because poor Les. Okay, I'm going to shut the window now. I mean, we really don't know what to do.
So, you've got to so much trouble, bless you.
Can you, my lover, can you go on the radio today and perhaps apologise, please? I'm worried that the mob are going to burn down our offices here at the press office.
Apologise for what? For
well, you've got to retract
got
your
to
bed.
Say, okay, right. So you want me to pull out of turning on the lights so that Les Dennis can do it?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm just going to go and tell the people outside the window the good news.
Okay.
Just wait one second. Everyone, listen.
Becky down, Les up.
Becky's cancelled and Les Dennis is back on. Les is back on. Becky's off, my lovers. Is that all right, my lovers? Wonderful. OMG. OMG. I must go, Becky, because I've got to go and talk to the local people.
Okay.
I must go. Thank you, Becky. OMG. Love you lots, my lover, Uar. Bye.
Thank you.
Wow. You just having a clue what that was about all the way through. Were you really worried that you weren't going to switch on the lights?
Yes, because everyone in Somerset talks like that all the time.
I know. Great accent, Dermot.
He got it, like, properly right.
Radio 1 podcast.
A bit of live webcam action, if you fancy it now, at bbc.co.uk/radio1. I'll just give you a couple of seconds to log on. And now you'll be able to see Connie Huck.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Oh,
just smile and point at that
over
one.
There?
No, we've got Big Brother style cameras all over.
Gosh, that's a bit creepy.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. All the better for seeing you.
Anthony, for ages.
I know. It's been too long.
I know.
But we've rectified that now.
Yes.
Yay.
We're back. And we're having a lovely chat on Radio 1.
yes.
Enjoying the Extra Factor?
Yes, I am. It's good fun. It's a laugh. It's a bit surreal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because you've watched it forever and then suddenly you're on it.
Yeah, and there's so much going on. It's like, it's a brain scramble.
Do you have it in your life and your head so much that you have, like, X Factor dreams now?
Do you know what? I never remember my dreams. And I think that's really weird because other people are like, oh, I dreamt this today and I dreamt that today. And I never remember my dreams. But then someone told me that you have a period of dreaming and then a period of blank. Like you have an REM period and then another period. Sorry, is this, am I going off
the
tangent?
No, I like it.
But if you wake up and you don't remember your dream, that's a good thing because that means you've woken up in the natural blank you're supposed to wake up in as opposed to being woken early from your sleep and not having the amount of hours you're supposed to have in your natural sleep cycle.
So in summary, you haven't had an X Factor dream.
Yeah, that's the summary, yeah.
You get to see everything that happens though behind the scenes, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You must see all the diva drops.
Yeah, I do. Although they're not diva-ish this lot at all.
Yet.
This is true, it's early days, so maybe all that will change.
Yeah.
But they're really not. But then it's easy for, I don't know, someone to be a bit tired or like, I'm not really enjoying this dance routine or whatever, and that to be misconstrued as a diva strop.
So do you go to all the rehearsals and everything?
Not all of them, because they like get their songs earlier in the week and then they pick the one they want to do and then they go through the choreography and so on, and then they only get to the TV studios on the Friday, so that's the rehearsals which is the dress rehearsals, which is where I was, but I never saw anything before
the best bit must be going to judges' homes.
Oh yeah, that's so fun.
Did you get to go to Australia?
Yeah. Amazing. I saw baby Ethan.
Did
in
you?
Australia. Yeah.
Oh,
really cute.
Cute.
I met Mrs. Minogue, mother of the formidable Minogue sisters.
What was she like?
She was really nice, and she was looking after baby Ethan, like grandmothers do.
Was she like, hello, Connie? I'm Mrs. Minogue.
She definitely didn't have a man's accent. Yeah. No. But yeah, so that's a bit surreal, isn't
it? It's really weird.
And then we got all these little Australian animals in the house. So there was like this this crocodile that the contestants were like holding as they were doing interviews. Mm. And the crocodile went a bit crazy, actually. It was trying to escape.
My thing about the judges' homes is like the people that get to go to Australia, brilliant. Mm. And then you've got the whole set of like, and you're going to Ascot. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so some of us are going to Australia, some of us are going down the M4.
It's a lottery, you see. That's what makes it more exciting.
Also, and my other favourite bit was like, oh, who lives in Australia? Where could we
be going? Yeah, I know, that's so funny. Where in Ireland? Who could our mentor be?
I know. That's my favourite bit. What do you think about the whole Gamutadu?
The Gamutadu? The Gamutadu, I don't know.
The Gamu to do, you know, like Cheryl not putting her through in the Gamu to do.
Yeah. Gamu gate.
Yeah.
Gamu gate. Gamu. Why are we saying that? Is that because she lives in Scotland that we say Gamu?
I don't know. Gamu? Like I don't know. I've no idea.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was a source of controversy, wasn't it?
Well, we had Nicole Scherzinger on earlier, who was one of the old judges, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
Malaria absence. And
yes.
She was saying that Gamu was her favourite.
She did love Gamu. In fact, the Gamu had the judges crying and everything.
Yeah, she was good.
They was partial to her. But Cheryl has her own mind and she knows what she wants and she knows what she's doing and stuff.
Mm, okay.
So there you go.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah?
Do you think that Simon Cowell would be really annoyed to miss out on the Christmas number one spot for a second year running?
Probably secretly, but not overtly.
See, the thing is, we've got this song which is called Surfing Bird and it's by the Trashmen. And it is... Explain what happens in Family Guy, Becky, if you've not seen it.
Have you seen that there's a Family Guy episode where Peter Griffin hears this on jukebox in a pub
and crazy.
Then just goes mad. And then for the whole rest of the episode, he just tries to play it and sings along to it and dance to it for the whole episode.
Are you starting a campaign to get it to Christmas?
Yes.
Well,
Scott's not sure.
Well,
just be honest with her. We can't lie.
Okay.
What do you think I'm going to do? Tell on you?
You've just
said it on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling Simon.
We need your backing, Connie.
Oh, right. You need my backing. Yeah. What does that entail? Does that entail going against my employers and getting the sack?
Not getting the sack.
But yes.
Here it is.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's got Christmas all over it.
Why don't we get one of the contestants to sing it as their choice?
What, we could have the Trashmen week. Just get everyone to do this one, because I'm not sure about their other hits.
No, I'm not. Keep listening. Oh, come on, that is a good number one at Christmas.
I've just found this piece of paper, which must be your notes, because it says Family Guy on it, and it says Social Network film and something else. And there's hearts all over it.
That's not me. That's not me.
Like, I mean, that looks like the work of a mad, crazy person.
That's mine. Sorry to interrupt about the Trashmen thing, but that's mine, and I picked that up from Sarah Cox, who does that loads when she's...
So you know, like
when you're
crazy
doodles kind of
doodle,
they're mine. Oh. But I sort of caught it off Sarah Cox and have never been able to stop doing it since.
She just does hearts on every piece of paper. It's weird.
But Scott just writes weird words down.
What does he write down?
Well, he'll pick a word from a conversation and then write it about 6,000 times.
See, I've written Connie a lot
have
on this
you?
Piece
I'm
of paper.
I'm going to write Scott a lot on this piece of paper and then it's like a mutual thing.
Okay, that's weird. Yep, you are actually doing that now, good.
I am. I'm writing in a really weird font.
Anyway, Huck, what are you saying about this number one for Christmas?
I don't think it will be number one for Christmas.
What, the X Factor?
Well, no, it could be if you've got this campaign behind you. I'm talking about your thing.
Yes!
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you rubbing your hands in glee?
I just want you on board, that's all. Connie.
Oh, you want me on board?
Yeah.
I believe in freedom of choice. Let the people decide, yeah?
Right.
So yes.
That's a yes.
Let's not force people.
We can edit it, so it seems like... Yeah.
No,
anyway,
you're not allowed to edit it.
Thanks, Connie.
This is live. People know, and you can go on the BBC website and listen to it and see, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know what I'm talking
you
about.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you ever wish, a little bit, that you could be a contestant just so you could have voiceover man going, Connie, hug!
No, but I've got a friend called Dilapo who's obsessed with voiceover man, and she just goes around, like, making voices like voiceover man.
Dilapo!
Yeah, yeah. Say it again. She'll be so pleased because she's listening.
I can get the real one to do it for probably about 50p.
50p?
There's no way he charges that cheap.
Mates
He's
rates.
Really expensive.
Dilapo!
My friend is going to be so happy. She said, can you mention me? And now I've done it.
Oh,
yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Ray.
Ray.
But also, if you're a contestant, you get to do that camera shot where you stare into the camera looking moody and then flick your hair. I love that.
Yeah, go on, do it now. Wow.
No, it's not as good.
No, it's good, but your hair's a bit short for flicking.
I can't flick, but your
hair... It doesn't
hair,
move your hair.
That's right.
He's just had a new Philip Schofield.
I've been waxed to the maxed.
Waxed to the maximum.
But your hair would be brilliant for the flick.
I'd knock myself out.
Do the flick
out.
Now on the camera.
Sometimes I suffocate in the night under my hair. It's very thick.
Who is your favourite judge?
Simon Cowell. Because
Why?
He pays my wages.
Oh, yeah. Now, I know Fern,
yes.
when she did Extra Factor,
yeah.
she was saying that she found Simon difficult. It was in one of the magazines this week. Do you find that? Do you feel his authority all the time?
You know what? He never shouts at anyone. Ask anybody that works there or works with me in any way, shape or form or capacity, he's like really, really laid back isn't the word. He's just like nice and fair.
He's charming, isn't he?
I find him very charming, yeah.
Is he one of those people, though, that if he's annoyed and wants to shout, he goes, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
Oh, the worst.
No, he doesn't say that.
Is he, though?
But if you're in trouble with him, what?
He's not going to like really mouth off, but he'll just be like, I'm just a bit disappointed, Connie.
If you were in trouble, what would he be
not
like?
Not only have you let me down, you've let yourself down.
Is that what he's like?
No.
So imagine, okay, have you seen someone be in trouble with him?
Have I seen someone? I've been in trouble. We've all been in trouble.
What happens?
On the Extra Factor, we're continually in trouble.
Why?
Well, because it's like mayhemic and we just do our own thing, you know?
And what's he like with you?
He's just like, like that, and that's it. That's the best telling off you can get.
Love
I
it.
Think it's, yeah, yeah, you love it, don't you?
Yeah, I love the whole thing.
Do you get told off by the Radio 1 bigwigs ever? Do you sometimes say things you shouldn't on air?
Yeah, sometimes.
Go on, do it now, swear.
No!
I was just checking your profession.
Woo!
Yeah, now I find him really, he's really nice. I like all the judges and I'm not just saying that.
But you have...
I could just say, you know, I haven't really got to know them that well yet because I'm just at the beginning, you know, and be diplomatic, but I'm honestly putting my neck out and saying that they're all genuinely nice.
You must have been there long enough to realise that Louis Walsh is the biggest gossip in the world.
Oh my gosh, Louis Walsh. Literally, never tell Louis Walsh a secret.
No, I haven't. I have and then regretted it.
Have you? Oh yeah, because I know about that thing that you
did. Do you?
Oh my gosh, Scott.
I know.
Not only did you let me down, you let yourself down.
Oh, don't do this now.
I'm sorry.
I can imagine what sort of thing it is though.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? He gets away with it because he's sweet.
Yeah, he is. He's a lovely guy.
Well, that has got him into trouble.
Yeah? A whole lot. Have you been to the X Factor house?
Oh, the contestant's house?
Yeah.
I was like, which house is that? No, I haven't.
Oh, I bet it mings.
Oh. Well, you know what? They had to get a cleaner this week because it was getting so trashed. I mean, One Direction really messy.
Are they?
And they go to bed really late and they stamp on the floor and Belle and me are underneath and they keep texting me to shut up, so they stamp on the floor even more.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, and... yeah, the wild cards have all moved in. It's all go.
Is
it? It's yeah. It's
this must be a constant
household.
Toxic mist of hairspray.
It's like, you know how bad a student house is?
Yeah.
Multiply it by a million squared.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that Wagner, is he in the
Wagner?
House?
Wagner!
He's living there, isn't he? Oh,
the wild
cards. Good lord.
Yeah, they're all in.
I heard
in
that he was spraying deodorant around or something earlier in the week.
He was spraying hairspray because his hair gets around.
Yeah, but apparently it was ruining loads of people's vocal cords.
Boom, boom.
I love it. What are you going to say, Becky? You leant in then.
You went really quiet suddenly there.
Yeah,
like
I was
going to
say,
controversial
no, I thought about it because when you were talking about the judges, I was saying, I was thinking, are you friends with them just at work or do you see them like out of work?
And no, you overdose by seeing them at work and then you're like, get me out of here. No, I'm joking.
Do you like to hang out
they're all busy people, aren't they?
Very busy.
They're busy people. So you don't want to like, you know, go, "Hiya, do you want to come round for mine and watch pizza in a film?" Because, you know, they'd have to politely decline.
It would be weird that you were watching pizza, to be honest.
Well, Louis might say yes to that.
I said for pizza in a film.
I thought you said watching pizza.
I can imagine Louis going round for pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you not
Louis likes pizza. He's a big fan. What's his favourite flavour? Here, bring him if you know Hawaiian's
Let's say, I think he looks like a Hawaiian
crust.
Man, doesn't he?
Definitely.
Stuffed crust, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you think he's do you think he likes little dough ball ones?
Yeah, absolutely.
With the cheesy dough ball.
With
things.
The and the garlic dip. I know him, yeah.
You absolutely. Know him intimately?
Yeah, I know he loves a garlic dip.
Hmm, interesting.
Is that a fact?
How do you know him?
I'm making this up.
Oh, man.
Right.
It's your lies. You're peddling your lies to the listening nation.
Well, not lies. I've just kind of, you know, embellished
Simon's
the truth.
Simon's dressing room.
Yes.
Yeah, he gets it decked out all the time by an interior designer and it's really fancy.
He's
so
got,
all the other dressing rooms
because there's that
Simon,
corridor.
And then his is like pimped up.
There's that corridor at X Factor, isn't there, where there's like everyone's dressing room.
Oh, he's moved off the corridor.
Oh.
Yeah, he's gone up. He's gone to.
Has he gone to another wing?
He's come to mine and Dermot's corridor.
Has he?
Yeah.
So what's it like
Maybe
when
there
go
wasn't
inside?
Enough space in that corridor. And he's like, you know, he's... I'm not joking. An interior designer has interior designed it. He likes having baths. So he's
What sort of colour... Oh, has he got a bath in there?
He's got a bath in his ensuite.
In the X Factor Studios. OMLG.
OMLG.
That's incredible. And there are there mirrors everywhere?
No.
The lady behind
Does
you saying yes.
Disappoint you.
There are quite a few mirrors. There we are.
The lady behind me says, the voice from behind. Oh. That wasn't me that said that.
No. Radio 1 Podcast. BBC Radio 1. That was Eliza Doolittle and Rollerblades.
She's on our show this weekend.
On Extra Factor?
Yeah. Do you have a picture of your own face on your headphones?
Yes, they're from his stamps, which got released a while ago.
It was a Scott Mills stamp for a while.
We needed to distinguish which ones were his.
Didn't really take off.
How much of this, are they like your first class or second class?
They were second, I think.
Oh, never mind.
Now, you got married. You got married, didn't you? Yeah, he's first.
Yeah.
You got married, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
How exciting.
I know, how exciting.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Was it in Vegas?
Yeah.
Now... I think one of Becky's friends got married in the same place.
Yeah, do you know Rufus Hound?
Yeah.
And his wife got Beth got married.
I
in,
had this very conversation with Rufus Hound.
Yeah, and we were upstairs watching it online and it was so exciting.
Oh
did
my
you
God.
Have your
friends? Do you know what's so weird? He said to me, we had all my friends watching online and now I've met that. It's a weird loop.
Ooh.
It's just closed.
Yeah, and we were because I was like, oh, I must go and watch the wedding. And then we like, all my other friends logged on to MSN.
In this building.
Yeah. And we were just sat in the office, meant to be working, watching.
And did you have audio?
I can't remember. I probably had to listen to what the show that I was meant to be working on.
You
at
had
the time.
To listen. You don't like listening to the shows you work on. I was forced
Not
to listen.
Not the one I was working on at the time.
No, but it's fair it enough. You wanted to hear the wedding, didn't you?
I did, and it was so amazing to see them and like Beth in a little dress and stuff. Did you have?
That's the amazing thing
you?
About technology. Hence, there's people there.
Yeah, yeah people are watching you now
on your web camera. That's a bit weird. Look, there's people on the screen there.
Yeah, that's Tulip off of the news. She's.
Is Tulip's real name Tulip?
Tulip yes. Mazunda.
Oh, were Why you named after a tulip flower?
Speak to us.
Hello.
Hi,
yes,
tulip.
I was. I was named after a tulip flower.
Was it in the growing in the garden of the hospital when you were born?
It's a boring story, so I'll be quick. I was born in Boston in Lincolnshire, which is known as Little Holland because it's famous for its tulips.
Oh,
that hence
wasn't
the
that
name.
Boring.
Anyway, did you stream your wedding online for people to watch?
No.
Oh. And you're married to the very nice Charlie Brooker.
You were going to say the very lovely, and then you changed it to very nice.
Whatever, lovely, nice.
He is all of the above.
Yeah.
Mm.
Does he like your show, Extra Factor? Do you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you worried sometimes he'll be like, oh, God, what are you going to say?
No. Why do I say things that?
No, not you. I'm just you know. I don't know. Sometimes it might not be the show that he might be that pleasant about. You know
no, because if you watched Extra Factor, you know that it would be the show he'd be pleasant about. Do you watch Scott?
Of course I watch. I'm going to be on it in a couple of weeks.
Yay!
I'm
going
to sit on the glass table bit with the
high stools.
The very high stools, quite uncomfortable.
Great.
Actually.
Do you want the middle one or I can book
can
your
you
stool
book
in
that
now?
For me?
Yeah, do you want the middle one so
yes,
that
please.
You're in the centre?
I like being middle, yeah.
Do
I
you?
I love this.
Oh,
do
okay. you? We can fix that for you.
It's like I've checked in beforehand.
Yeah,
I've got my
true.
Seat.
You've done the online check-in. Do you do that when you fly?
Yeah,
do
I do.
You
love speedy boarding?
No, I do not love speedy boarding.
Are you one that likes to fast track it and be
no.
all like, oh, I'm going to walk past?
No, I've got a real problem with speedy boarders.
Have you?
Yeah, we've talked about this a lot on the show.
Do you have a problem with queue jumpers in general?
Yeah, but they walk about like they own the place, Speedy Borders, and it's like, look, mate, you paid an extra £5. Do you know what I mean? You're going to get on the bus first, and then you might get on the plane.
Have you done the thing where you get your iris scanned, and then when you come back in, you don't have to queue at passport control?
I want to do that.
Iris scanner.
Oh, my boyfriend does that. Anyone can do it if you just go and register at the airport. But it is really exciting, and he always has to wait then like about 2 hours while I'm getting my passport checked.
But then the thing is, then you go through and you're like, yeah, I've jumped the queue, and then you have to wait 2 hours for the baggage to come anyway.
I know.
So it's kind of a false economy.
Yes. Mm. Okay. Well, Extra Factor is on this weekend.
Mm.
Who have you got on? Do you know Eliza? Doolittle.
Yeah, Jermaine Jackson, the Hoosiers.
Very good.
Are you going to be tuning in?
Yes,
as
I'll be
per
watching.
Usual.
Yes.
Marvellous.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to see you again. Thank you, Connie, for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Connie Huck. She's left the building. Oh, right, that music means it's time for a bit of Dear Scott. The stuff that you've been telling us this week. On the email.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I thought I had a cold, but it turns out I've got sinusitis. Mm. And now I can't bend over to put my shoes on because it hurts my face when I do.
Ow.
Sad smiley.
Oh, that is awful.
Do you remember when I kept getting that last year? Really bad, and it does hurt your face. When you tip your head forward, it really hurts.
Sounds unpleasant.
I am worried people are going to think I'm a hippie because I've been walking around for 3 days with no shoes on. Standing in dog poo is also a concern, although fortunately it hasn't happened yet.
Could you not? I'm just thinking, to put your shoes on, you don't have to bend forward. You could sit down and lift your leg up.
And
I sometimes do that when I'm just feeling lazy, actually, most mornings.
Or simply get a friend to put your shoes on for you. Just a thought.
Do you get someone to put your shoes on for you?
I've had to have people take my shoes off before.
Haven't we all?
Yeah, we really have.
Do people ever think you are a hippie?
But
you complete me. Love you. High five. Angie, off of Runcorn, XXX.
Has anyone ever thought I was a hippie? I've not been accused of that, I don't think. A chav? Yeah. Not a hippie.
It's when you wear your leisure wear that I think...
Do I look quite chavvy in it?
When you wear all the leisure wear in one go, then...
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
When have you seen me wear all leisure wear at work?
On breakfast.
Oh, you mean the joggers?
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's a bit chav-esque, but
yeah.
I quite... It's comfort. Comfort over style at that time of the morning. Do you know what I'm saying? Has anyone ever accused you of being a hippie?
No. No, I don't know what I am. Annoying? Don't know.
You're annoying, Becky.
Yeah.
Next.
Dear Scott, knowing your obsession with aeroplane food, thought you'd like to see this. Cop a load of my full English brekkie, complete with sandwiches and biscuits. Cheers, babes. Carl, a pilot who speaks like a pilot, off of London.
And Carl has enclosed a photo, and he is sat at the actual pilot seat, tucking into the best breakfast you've ever seen.
I tell you what, you don't get that in economy.
No,
he's got the
proper knife and fork. He's got, like, tea out of a pot. He's got really nice-looking sausages on the go. It's an incredible... It's a breakfast of champions. Now, I guess the pilot does get the best food on the plane, does he?
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah. Don't they have to eat separate things in case... Is that just a rumour or is that true?
I don't know. I've heard that as well.
That they have to eat separate things. Or one of them has to eat something different because in case they get ill.
Food poisoning.
Food, yeah.
I don't know.
That always worries me the bit. Because it's like, oh, 50% of the food on this plane is not very good. That's not very good, is it? But in his picture, he looked so excited.
Yeah, he's about to tuck in and he's going to really enjoy that food. Thanks, Carl. Jealous of your pilot food.
He didn't say what plane he was on, though, did he? He didn't say what airline he was flying for.
It must be brilliant being a pilot. You get through the security really quick. You get to fly a plane. That's pretty damn cool. And then you get
I like the way, out of all the cool things about being the pilot, the first thing you thought of was the fact you straight through security.
Yeah, it takes ages. Then you get to fly a plane. Pretty cool. And then you get to eat that breakfast, which is incredible. And, I mean, we do like airline food, but that is something else.
Most of the time you're flying a plane, don't you just sit back and relax?
Yeah, they don't do much, do they?
It's like on a long haul, I think you just do like, what, the takeoff and the landing, and the rest is just like, so then boys, who wants a game of whatever they play?
Charades, is it?
I don't know if there's room in the cockpit for charades, but they must play something to, it must get boring, maybe they just get out and watch DVDs.
They don't do anything, it's literally like autopilot on and we're off. And then you have to kind of watch over it a bit when it lands, I suppose.
Next.
I've been trying to find out what a song is. It has a female vocalist with a dance kind of background and a guy doing some rap bits. Help. Lee from Londonderry.
It doesn't say if it's modern or...
We get these a lot and it's like, can you help me with a song that you played 5 weeks ago at 4:42 p.m.
That's fine because I can find that out. I can't find this one out because there's no more details.
We need more info, I'm afraid.
Maybe there's some witnesses or something that can help us out.
Jojo, who's an air stewardess, says yes, both pilots have to have different food. That's amazing.
We're thinking it might be Devlin.
Oh, what, Runaway? Okay. There's your answer. Next.
Evening, Scott. How are you all? Oi, you. Yeah, you. Ooh, don't know if I should say this, because you really are stunning, but your eyebrows are a touch thick. I would have a long think into maybe trimming them slightly, only if you know a great beautician. So to give a sleeker look. Only say this, because some photos are and some aren't. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't change anything about you. Don't rush in, as you might get them slightly out of shape. On some women, they really are a hard part to get right. Do feel a touch bad for saying that, because you are someone else. They really aren't that bad.
What's going on?
I think this person is trying to complain about your eyebrows, but then isn't sure and backtracks, and rather than not send the email, the whole thought process is there, documented, and then at one point says, women have a problem with eyebrows, but you're not a woman.
Not up to much tonight. Scotland play tonight, gonna be watching them. DD. XOXOXO. Feel bad for saying, but don't rush in. Moi.
Okay, I won't rush in.
To be honest, I just leave them as they are.
Are they all right?
Yeah, they're absolutely fine.
I haven't got a mono, have I?
No, and I've seen way thicker, like on those old politicians, which ones that like come on really big.
Oh, yeah, sprouty hair.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're fine there. Because I can get them done.
Fine.
I mean, you could trim them for me.
Do you know what? I'd only get them done if you want to impress Double D there on the Dear Scott. Otherwise, I'd just leave them.
I'm leaving them.
Scott, it's nearly Christmas, and you and I are going to usurp this year's X Factor winner to the number one spot. You see, I'm all for stealing the coveted crown from Cowell, but last year's Facebook campaign was terribly aggressive for my tastes, as was the song. I present you with this.
Oh, what's this?
Once you've learned to love this 1979 Dutch TV performance from the niche, latterly fallen disco star, you may be inclined to reply to my plea in the affirmative.
So this is what you want to be Christmas number one this year.
But there are hurdles, Scott. For instance, this song is not available on iTunes. So what about it? MW.
Well, let's have a listen. This is what that person thinks should be Christmas number one instead of X Factor. I've never heard this before in my life.
Oh, here he comes.
That's As Long As It's Love by Theo Vaness.
What did he have? He had Black Man, White Man, Gay Man, Straight Man, but then he had all those versions of girls. He had Good Girl, Bad Girl, Sexy Girl and Shy Girl. It's not quite the same, is it?
All right, so...
Well, keep doing it, as long as it's love.
As long as it's love and it's behind closed doors, then that's absolutely fine with us.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.